It's All Things Considered, HPR, and I'm Dave Lawrence. Last Saturday, Greg Allman passed on from complications of liver cancer. He was 69. Greg was a giant, both in his physical vessel and his accomplishments, a star of one of the first racially integrated bands, among the artists who created what would become Southern Rock, a musical chemist mixing genres and styles that would help inspire the jam band scene, a voice and player on a catalog of music that will live forever. Along with his late brother Dwayne, Greg became a household name to many via the Allman Brothers Band, which he kept active and vital long after his older brother's death in 1971 and his solo career that reintroduced him in the 1980s to a new audience, partially through the massive autobiographical hit, I'm No Angel. Greg left his mark through singing and songwriting, guitar playing, and fine keyboard work, often on a Hammond organ. To many, his voice only grew more powerful over time. Equally at home with his biker friends or ex-president Jimmy Carter, his Greg Allman and Friends project brought him in January 2007 for a four-island solo tour and On the Air with Me. It followed several personal encounters at dozens of shows across the country and in particular the Boston area, where the Allman Brothers Band ironically had their greatest commercial success. Much less of an interview and more of a raucous, informal reconnection, with Greg often asking the questions, we offer some candid highlights today as we remember this authentic rock and roll legend, Greg Allman.
Hello, Dave.
Aloha.
Aloha, Dave. Excuse me.
Is this Brother Greg?
This is Brother Greg.
Oh, man. A thrill to get to talk to you again. How you doing, dude?
Oh, I'm doing real good. I've been sober 10 years and 4 months. I've been married 6 years to a wonderful lady from Mississippi. And my life is together. I live down on this little bayou in Savannah, Georgia, about 28 miles outside of there. And I got my studio built onto my house, and it's all brand new, and it's real nice. I got my dogs there, my motorcycles, and you can't hear anything but birds and squirrels. You can't hear any cars or anything like that. And it's just the opposite of Times Square. And then pretty soon we got the Beacon coming up, and so that just kind of levels it out, you know? I'm doing just fine, bro.
It's good to hear, Brother Greg.
The only drag is I just turned 59.
Well,
how long you been away from, been so long, WBCN and Bob Boston?
Caught out here and have been on the air here since 2002.
Hell, it ain't the rat race Boston, which it's a good rat race. I must say that if I was going to be in the radio business like you seem to be still in, all the way in, right?
Yes, sir.
Then I can't think of a more beautiful place to do it in. I guess you're probably running the place by now, right?
You're very flattering. I'm the music director, and I do the afternoon show here. So.
Hey, what else would you want?
Exactly.
To be the music director and have the afternoon show.
It's,
hey.
I know, it's good
you sleep
stuff.
Late and go out all night.
Another cat you spent a whole lot of time with speaking at afternoon shows was a mentor of mine, Mark Parento.
Mr. Parento. Don't tell me he lives here.
He doesn't live here, but, you know, I know that you go way back with him.
Man, do you remember the night we went over to his house and watched that film of the Stones? Somebody was after Mick and Keith came around with that damn Telecaster and cold cocked that on that stage about 4 times. He got him right in the head, just bang, bang, and slid it back on. Didn't miss a f***ing beat, man. I always want him to burn me a copy of that. Make him burn me a copy. I'll send him a piece of memorabilia. I'll send him something. I'll send him a jacket or something.
Well, definitely. He used to tell me crazy stories about you coming over there and hanging out all night long.
Oh, man, we did plenty of all-nighters. Thank God it's over, though. Thank God. And anybody listening, we do not recommend this.
Absolutely.
All right.
Just war stories from a different era.
That's right. It's like America was trying to figure out what the hell we're going to do with this peace that we've got. Looks like they're trying to do it again. I don't know what the deal is, except maybe, I guess, war is big business. I know DuPont sure don't do too bad. Don't they make gunpowder?
They certainly do.
Yeah, I went to military school and there was a DuPont in there. Boy, they'd come see him in them big old long Cadillacs.
I don't think people could picture you being at a military school when you were young.
Sergeant Almond, do you? Sergeant Major. Three up and three down and a diamond in the middle. The next step would have been lieutenant. I would have been a commissioned officer. And then they would have sent me to Nam as a first lieutenant. And I would not have gone into the bush. I would have ordered a whole platoon of other gentlemen to go in there and get their limbs shot off and their possibly their lives taken. And this will be in the book, by the way, that's coming out, the biography of Gregory Allman. And it will be written by me. One of the hardest things to do when you write your own biography is getting the damn chronological order.
Yeah.
And the person who did that for me was a great photographer, longtime friend of the Allman Brothers. Before he came to work for the Allman Brothers, was a longtime friend.
Kirk West?
Kirk West. He is also on the book. Anyway, I do not have a name for it, but as soon as I do, it will be coming out on the web. The damn thing is nearing. I meet with him right before and right after the Beacon, which is March. And that, man, that should sum it up unless, I don't know, unless we get into something else. I've had a fairly interesting life.
Oh, Greg, I've gotten to run into you a bunch of different times. Probably my prized moment with you was 2 days after Woodstock 94, which you had played, and we were up in Maine, and you were doing Old Orchard Beach. After the show, Carter Allen and myself got invited to come on the bus with you, the late, great Alan Woody, and Warren Haynes. It was a memory I will never forget, getting to hang with you and pick your brain about just having done Woodstock.
Oh, yes. Carter. I'll be damned. We were flattened, too.
We had a lot of good times back then because you had such a close relationship with the stations there in Boston, and that really has always been a hotbed of Allman's support, huh, that area of the country?
Yeah, and that's it really where has. We used to always play in the parks over there. Remember that? Those were the days.
The outdoor free stuff.
Oh, man. First we played the tea party, right?
Yep.
And then after that, we just find a plug-in somehow, somewhere. Some kind soul would let us borrow his generator or something, and then we'd go to the Boston Commons and then the Cambridge Commons. I forget which one we got thrown out of first. I think it was a Boston Commons. But I remember the cops came down there that day and said, all right, everybody, are you whores? Are you hippies? Are you drug dealers? Are you musicians? Get the hell out of here. Oh, boy, that was a bummer summer. And then Graham heard about all that. That's what helped us get in there.
At the Fillmore, Bill Graham, you're talking.
Yes, sir. Uncle Bill. Hell, I just finally, after 25 years, mastered this certain particular way of finger picking with these steel picks on my hands. And I started trying to learn how. I guess my brother was still around, and I didn't really do it diligently. I like playing slide. I mean, at first, something you have to do every day. It's like shooting pool, you know?
Practice.
So finally, this year, with my band out, I'm playing lots of guitar. So I'm doing a lot of picking. And so I've really mastered it. And I've written a bunch of new stuff with it in there. And I plan on doing it on like 12 strings and mandolins and what have you, even electric guitars I'm playing.
I've heard you've been adding new songs to the set.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
How many new ones are you adding?
Well, you know, we got to... I can't let you, all our secrets out the bag. There's two or three that'll set you back, probably, and you'll say, woo, he's not supposed to be doing that song.
Yeah, I read that you had, you're breaking out the new ones, and it's a great way for you to sort of flesh out the song and get the arrangement down by practicing it out on your own Greg Allman and Friends tour.
Yeah, you know, that's the way the song goes. It's the singer and not the song is the way, the title of the old song. I don't know when it was written, back in the 20s or whatever.
Well, we're really, really looking forward to your shows, Brother Greg. It means the world to us that you took some time, and your music has always been very inspirational to a lot of people. How long has it been since you were in the islands?
20 years, man, to the year. I was here in 1987, about this time, because we had recorded I'm No Angel that spring before that.
Mm-hmm.
And it had just come out before Christmas, and it did real well. And we said, what the hell, let's go to Hawaii. did a tour that started in San Diego and went all the way up to Vancouver and then through Fairbanks, as you know, and what have you, and then over to the islands and then back home. And we had a lot of fun. We really did.
So it's been that long. Well, that's great to get you back 20
it's
years.
It's been 20 years, man. And that crowd the other night was just incredible. You couldn't have got another one in there with a crowbar. God, it was good. They were really, really, they were all up by the stage. I mean, get down.
Greg, I give you a big hug, brother.
Okay, man, that was okay.
It was cool.
Y'all gonna come back and see us at the gig?
I'm hoping to.
You gotta be right there, man. You can't leave me hanging, you dig?
I never would leave you hanging, brother Greg.
I know you wouldn't. Well, good luck in your career, bro.
Thank you very much, and I appreciate you spending some time on the show with me.
No problem.
And I'll see you at the show.
All right, do that.
Aloha, Greg.
Aloha. Aloha, it's Greg Allman. Hey, it's that magical time of day, and you're riding with Dave Lawrence.